And good morning. Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Thursday. Sam Speck, Deborah Woodall with you live from our KGGF studios. And like we do so commonly, take our trip around the thin blue line this morning with Montgomery County Sheriff Bobby Dirks. Bobby, welcome back in.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Wasn't feeling too good yesterday, but back on track. We're here, right?
We're here. Great morning, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if you like the cooler weather, certainly.
I love it.
And I think that is all right up your alley right there. Deer hunting season right around the corner. This is perfect weather for that, I can imagine. So,
yeah, I think Sheriff kind of likes being outdoors.
I love it.
Playing around. That's why he became a sheriff, was so he could, be outside
a lot.
Have
an excuse to be outside all day.
Yep. Doesn't like being chained to that desk one bit.
No, I don't.
It's been very busy here in the county lately. Not just for your office, but really for Independence PD, Coffeyville PD, Caney PD. Cherryville, I imagine, even has had some work. But there's been some cooperation between the agencies. You guys, since we talked last, you had a huge drug bust.
Yeah, we had a pretty good drug bust. I think we had about 12 cases. And we work with Coffeyville Police Department, Independence Police Department, and KBI. And we all pitched in together, put our money together, and got these drug dealers off the streets of our communities.
Yeah, and it's, it's good when you guys are able, I think, to get on the same page on that, because otherwise they're just kind of moving from location to location, right?
The only people that benefits if law enforcement doesn't cooperate is the criminals. I mean, plain and simple. We need to cooperate with each other. We need to exchange information, intel. We need to work with each other.
Yeah, because I believe I remember reading the arrests. A couple were from Coffeyville and in Independence as well and from the operation. And, it could be a friend's house or their house or whoever it is. It's a quick 25-minute drive up the road. And, if you guys didn't work in coordination with each other, then, hey, they're 30 minutes out of the way and they don't have to worry about you anymore.
That's correct. Instead,
it's a team effort and, Montgomery County. Anybody out there, trying with it, they should just keep out of the county.
Please, if you're a drug dealer in Montgomery County, we're going to try to catch you.
We're going to find you.
Believe it or not. So.
Yeah, we're not going to be so friendly to that business, I would say. So a couple of suspects are still at large, so you guys will probably be looking to round those two suspects up.
Right.
And this is something that, the amount of time that goes into an investigation like this, I think a lot of people probably have no idea what all is entailed.
Oh, there's a lot. Of course, interviewing your confidential informants. We've got surveillance, planning to buy operations. You can, of course, the safety of informants on the buys, money needed for the purchases. Of course, our reports we've got to do and all the recordings and case review. Right now, we had 172 hours just of my deputies, just to man hours on these 12 cases. So, and that includes the CERT team. The sheriff emergency response team that we use to execute search warrants, which we do have one case. It's the federal government's going to take over the case, and they'll get quite a bit of more time. It was a big case, a big drug buy, a big bust. So they're going to do some major time. So, and a lot of my detectives spent countless hours on the phone during the investigations, doing the buys. There's a lot goes into it.
With the other law enforcement agencies
and just typing up a search warrant. Search warrants, you got to have all your I's, dotted and your X's crossed and whatnot. You can't make any mistakes on them.
Yeah, and most people don't realize either because sometimes, drug houses are obliviously obvious. It is what it is. There's a drug dealer over there. But you have to be dead to rights. You guys have to be sure.
Right.
You can't, like you said, you have to dot your I's. You have to cross your T's.
We can't be like Nazi Germany just kicking the door. We've got to have probable cause, and the judge has got to look at your information. You got to confirm it. And if you're lying on the search warrant, they find out your credibility's at the window. You can't do it anymore. You might as well just hang it up being a law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, certainly. And most people don't see that because, they see police and their immediate reaction to police officers is they can do anything at a whims moment, to enforce the law. In reality, that isn't the case in a lot of, and in this instance, you had to put in hundreds of hours just to make those arrests.
Just my department. Counting everybody, KBI, Coffeyville PD and Independence PD. I mean, there's a lot of hours, a lot of time spent. People need to pay attention when this goes through the court system, too, that what happens in the court. I mean, I wish people would come to the court and kind of pay attention to what's going on in our court system. It's pretty sad when people get slapped on the hand for what they do.
Yeah, and there is a need to follow the system all the way through. And that is the, you know, the law enforcement. You guys can do all you can to get these people behind bars and onto a trial. But if things break down in trial, or they're able to plead things down to, you know, minor misdemeanor kind of counts, it's just putting them back out there where they get to go right back to work.
Crimes. Burglaries are a big thing. I mean, we get these guys 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and they get put back on probation again. It's really frustrating because they're going right back to it. And trying to explain that to victims is pretty difficult.
Yeah.
So I wish people would come to court, sit down, and just kind of see what's going on.
And with that as well, you know, maybe you're a neighbor and it negatively affected you, and, you know, the courts need to know that. They need to know what this individual has done, and if you don't provide that information, you're right. They do just get a slap on the wrist because that's all the information that the judge has in front of him, has presented.
That's right. Well, and their hands are tied, too. Yeah. I mean, the state of Kansas doesn't have any rooms, they say, to house anymore people, so they put them on probation. They put them on parole and let them continue to break the law, and then put them on double secret probation. It's really frustrating. I mean, it is.
Yeah, I don't know the last time parole or probation actually stopped a criminal intending to do something to, you know, to actually stop him. I don't think that little tag on his record is really going to affect his decision making.
Fortunately, there are people that do change. You know, there are. I mean, we've arrested some individuals that were pretty heavy in the drugs, and man, there's a couple of them that are doing really great.
Good.
So actually, you know, people do learn sometimes.
Well, there you go. You're always, you know, you're always saying you never have good news. That's some good news. You know, trust.
I was buying a sandwich at the grocery store the other day, and I had a guy walk up to me and thank me for arresting him 20 years ago. I saved his life.
Yeah, turned his life right back on the right track.
Right.
And no, that's awesome. That is awesome that this, you know, the process, it works if you take it, you know, if the individual that's having to undergo that process, if you take it seriously, it definitely works. And that's, you know, finally, but, you know, you always say, I don't ever bring good news. That's some good news.
Oh, yeah. We've actually turned people's lives around. So,
yeah. And that is really, that's why you do this.
Right.
I think sometimes people lose sight that people of law enforcement are there really with a helpful heart.
Right, absolutely.
You care.
We do. That's why we do this job. And that's the kind of people I want working for me, too. So, and fortunately, I do have those type of people working for me.
Yeah. Yeah, you do have some deputies that I'm rather fond of.
Yeah.
I like them quite well.
I've got a couple who've got a little cocky attitude like me, but, you know, sometimes you just got to get it controlled.
We don't hold that against Deputy Dunham. But anyway, Chad and I have some fun.
He's a good man.
He is. He grew up to be a good boy.
Yep.
Yeah, good man. He was a bad boy back in the day.
So was I.
But anyway, now the amount of work that you've done here, you know, that does when you go through the process to actually see people turned around. I mean, it's got to be
rewarding, very rewarding. That's why I do this job. When people come up and say, hey, you actually saved my life, you helped me turn my life around, you know, it feels great.
Yeah. So, how are we doing in the county on burglaries?
Actually, we had quite a few over in Elk City this last weekend. We think it was a kid on a four-wheeler going through vehicles. So we're working on that right now. So actually, it's slowed down quite a bit.
Yeah. And you anticipate more slowdown as the weather cools?
Well, you can always hope. It seems like during the holiday season, things pick up, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, people get things shipped to their houses.
Right.
Oh, yeah, easy, goodness.
Easy pickings, unfortunately, as our superintendent of schools here in Coffeyville had a package picked up off his porch and within a matter of hours of posting the doorbell video, had the name of the suspect for the police.
There you go.
So, you know, it is smart to do things like
Absolutely,
that, to invest in those things.
Absolutely. And alarms for your house, your vehicles. I mean, it's all great.
Yeah, you don't have to necessarily get the fancy doorbell camera, but, you know, like Police Chief Bromley always says, help us help you.
Because, that's right.
You know, if you can light your porch a little better or something, maybe your neighbor has a camera, I'm not sure. But
yeah, Chief Bromley has a lot of good tips.
Yeah.
I've definitely listened to him.
Certainly. And, you know, I've never seen it firsthand, but you always see it on videos and Facebook and things like that. It's the package snatching off of front patios is... it's on the rise. Like it's very easy for a criminal. First of all, it's an easy take.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, there's not a whole lot of other ways besides investing in another way to protect your property than maybe get a camera or a fake camera. I mean, you'd be surprised a fake camera how easily that'll deter someone away.
Absolutely. Just like putting a sign in front of your yard so your place is alarmed.
Yeah, a little ADT sign right up front or something like that. Yeah.
There's all kinds of little tricks you can pull.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing I have found is, you know, even just a cheap webcam can get pretty good footage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money to add a little bit of security. You download the software to your laptop, and you set it up, and you're good to go.
Good to go.
So it's...
technology is getting out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I upgraded my phone yesterday, and I can now measure things and level, and I can't figure out how to put a forward a photo through a text message anymore, but...
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, anyway. The accessibility to all of that technology is so easy now. You know, the internet, first of all, you can get just about anything on the internet, and locally, you can find very, you know, easy and affordable items to help the, you know, just a simple webcam or something. You don't have to go get the fancy Gen X 2000 security system for your house. But,
right.
You know, like you said, there is subtle ways to almost trick a trickster, you know, put that sign up in your front yard or something like that. Even though you may have never had ADT, but we got the sign and it's going to work.
Right.
I'm all about tricking the trickster.
There you go.
All right. Well, Sheriff Bobby Dirks, that's about all we have time for today. You got anything else you need to add?
No. I think next time we'll talk about cops and riders coming up at the end of October.
Okay. Well, right. Sounds good. We'll be looking forward to that. I'm Deborah Woodall, along with the Sheriff Bobby Dirks and Sam Speck. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.